A player swap and resigning of two young up-and-comers were trumpeted this week, ahead of Vancouver Football Club's second home game in as many weeks. With only four regular season home games left on their calendar, the Langley-based Eagles are gearing up for a victory against Hamilton Sunday afternoon. And they're hoping some of their returning players, as well as a new face on the pitch, are able to contribute to such a triumph. Coming off a 1-0 win over Vancouver Island's Pacific FC last Sunday, the Eagles extend its winning streak against their BC rivals and help secure fifth spot in the Canadian Premier League, Corporal, standings. Forge FC will be a tough opponent, as they just reached the top of the Corporal standings, but VFC will be looking to take all 3 points on Sunday, said head coach Afshin Goatby. On Thursday, Goatby announced the team will be retaining two U Sports players for 2025, that being 22-year-old striker Sebastian Jakovsky, who hails from Calgary, and Coquitlam midfielder Thomas Powell, 23, who is continuing his studies at Trinity Western University. "We have been very pleased with the performances of both of our U Sports players this year," said Goatby. Then, the next day, the head coach announced a player swap with the very team they beat at Willoughby Stadium last Sunday. VFC has acquired 22-year-old Vancouver forward Eamon Selouf on loan from Pacific FC for the rest of the season. In exchange, New Zealand-born attacker Moses Dyer, 27, will spend the rest of the 2024 season playing for Pacific. "We're thrilled to add Eamon to our selection," said Goatby. "He will add another dimension to our attack with his ability to break lines and create scoring opportunities for himself and his teammates." Selouf, a native of the Netherlands, is in his second season in the Corporal. He signed his first professional contract in 2019 with NEC Nijmegen. He represented FC Utrecht and Jong FC Utrecht in the Dutch Football League system before coming to Canada. Selouf will be eligible to play for VFC this weekend. Sunday's game between Vancouver and Forge will kick off at Willoughby Stadium at 4 p.m. Gates open at 3 p.m. for a women and girls in sport-themed match. It includes a meet-and-greet session, where spectators can spend time with empowered women in the sports industry, including Olympians Shallon Olsen and Drew Mihielsen, sports reporter Emmy Curtis, as well as other local athletes. Mihielsen, for example, is a Langley athlete who's made a name for herself on the global BMX arena.